This is Pam Johnson Bennett with my Think Like a Cat behavior and training tip. Today's topic, 5 steps for correcting petting-induced aggression in cats. Now, I'm getting more and more calls from cat parents who are confused about why they're getting bitten when they're petting their cats. Things start out fine, and then suddenly, without warning, the cat turns around and lashes out with either teeth or claws. In many cases, the behavior being displayed is called petting-induced aggression. It seems to come out of nowhere from the cat parent's point of view. A quiet session of petting and affection suddenly turns violent as the cat sinks his teeth into the very hand that's stroking him. Here are 5 steps for identifying and correcting petting-induced aggression. Number 1, make sure you make a veterinary visit. Just to be on the safe side, have your cat examined by the veterinarian, and that's because the sudden aggression may be the result of pain. He may be fine when you pet him in some parts on his body, but if you hit that tender spot, he may react aggressively. So go to the veterinarian to make sure there isn't an injury that you're unaware of or some other unseen condition. Number 2, mood matters. Sometimes the reason your cat may bite when you're petting him is because you misunderstood his intention when he came up to you in the first place. His approach may actually have been a play solicitation and not a desire for physical affection. Perhaps he was being as tolerant as possible by allowing you to stroke him a few times, but if he was in serious play mode and not affection mode, then the stroking that just served to increase his stimulation. Number 3, read the body language. Even though it may seem as if your cat displayed aggression without any warning, there are usually several body language signals given off that you may have ignored. If you're not paying attention to your cat as you pet him, it may seem as if his attack is out of the blue, but from his point of view, he clearly gave numerous warnings. If you have a cat who has displayed petting-induced aggression previously, then you need to watch his body language as you pet him. You can't become distracted or you'll easily miss those physical warning signs again. Some body language signals that indicate your cat is reaching his tolerance level can include tail lashing, or maybe he'll even start thumping his tail, skin twitching, shifting body position. He might seem very restless as he's sitting on your lap. He may start meowing. He might even start growling. His ears may change position. They might go into airplane mode, which is where they get very flat on either side and they look like airplane wings, or they might become totally flattened against his head. He might start looking back at your hand. If you see his eyes, his pupils might become dilated. If he had been purring, he might stop purring. There are probably at least one, if not several, body language signals that he's usually giving off before he resorts to biting or scratching. Number 4, end on a positive note. The way to help a cat feel more comfortable with being petted is to pay attention to his tolerance level. This way, you can stop petting well in advance of an attack. Pay attention to his body language and stop petting before the warning signs start appearing. For example, if you know that you can typically pet your cat for about 3 minutes before he bites, then in order to keep this a positive experience, stop petting after about 1.5 minutes. Leave your cat wanting more. When you stop petting while the experience is still positive, then it breaks that chain where your cat feels the only way to end this session is to be aggressive. At the very least, stop petting the second you see the first body language red flag. Pay attention to where on your cat's body he likes to be petted and where he doesn't. He may enjoy being petted on the back of the head, but not down at the base of the tail. Petting in some areas may actually cause too much stimulation. So you know your cat. Pay attention. Number 5, never punish. If you yell at, hit, or chase your cat for biting you during a petting session, then you'll probably only accomplish one thing. You'll increase his fear of you, and that's a surefire way of damaging the human-cat bond. He isn't biting you because he's mean. He's biting because he feels he has no other option. From his point of view, all other forms of communication with you have failed. He feels he was left with no choice. And cats usually only become aggressive when they feel backed in a corner without any choice. If you watch his body language, pet in the body locations that he likes, and you stop petting long before he reaches his tolerance peak, you stand a very good chance of changing his mind about physical contact. This is Pam Johnson Bennett. For more on this and other behavior topics, visit our website at catbehaviorassociates.com.